This is JIS News. Coming up, government to focus on nutraceutical industry this year. Pika and Statin sign MOU to maximize resources and NHF to place greater emphasis on health promotion. The news in detail after this break. Stay with us.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The government will be looking to the nutraceutical industry as a means of stimulating wealth creation, particularly in rural communities. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says work has already started in this area with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, assisting some 180 farmers and stakeholders in Manchester. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says JASIF has provided the group with a state-of-the-art drying facility located in Prattville, Manchester.
Communities which will benefit directly include Hermitage, Campbell's Castle, Lancaster, New Broughton, and Manningfield. I am particularly pleased at this development.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that the Scientific Research Council and Bureau of Standards are providing institutional support to farmers and other players in the value chain. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, and the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, have signed a memorandum of understanding to maximize the use of resources by both entities. The MOU will allow for an easier transfer of data regarding passenger arrivals and departures from PICA to Statin. The interagency collaboration will also facilitate the delivery of reports from January 2004 to November 2013 and onwards. This will assist Statin in fulfilling its obligation to compile and disseminate statistics and create an electronic research database. Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer McDonald, says the MOU will result in improved efficiency in the public sector.
Just consider what would be required and the manpower that you would need to count all of those immigration cards, because we have about over 2 million passengers arriving and over 2 million exiting, on an annual basis. So you can see the savings.
Similar data sharing agreements were recently signed between the Mandeville branch of the Registrar General's Department, RGD, and Tax Administration Jamaica. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is lobbying for increased public-private partnerships to establish well-needed sports facilities and infrastructure. Minister Nita Headley says despite its best efforts, the government cannot afford to provide all the necessary facilities required by the various sports associations and federations. However, she says assistance from the private sector will increase the government's ability to implement sports projects on a regular basis.
Such partnerships will be a win-win for all, as private sector concerns will have the chance to associate themselves with the athletic stars while making their brands more attractive to the public at large.
Minister Nita Headley was giving an address during the annual Business of Sports Conference in Kingston Thursday. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is encouraging the National Health Fund, NHF, to place greater focus on health promotion, illnesses prevention, and research. This in order to ensure the continued delivery of quality medical care to all Jamaicans. Dr. Ferguson adds that since the establishment of the fund over a decade ago, only $1 billion was spent on the prevention of a number of illnesses, while over $20 million was spent on medication subsidy and to improve facilities.
In the second 10 years, we have to refocus. We have no problems with the institutional development, which is necessary, the individual benefits that have responded to the chronic diseases. But there are the question of health prevention and promotion and research.
Dr. Ferguson, speaking at the opening of the island's first anti-cancer screening laboratory at the University of the West Indies Mona campus in St. Andrew earlier this week. Established in April 2003, the NHF has some 284,880 beneficiaries with satellite offices in Montego Bay, Ocho Rios, and Mandeville. That was the JIS News. I am Cardine Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.